from forever and ever and ever. And ever and ever. One forever and ever and ever.
Folks, before we get started with the homemade broadcast, I want to tell you quickly about nttfitness.com. What is that? Well, I'm glad you asked. If you're like me, if you're like most Americans, you're fat, you're lazy, you want food, and you want it now. You're hungry, you're going to go through the Burger King drive-thru, and you're going to get one of those dollar tacos because you want to see what all the fuss is about, and you're disappointed, and you should be. You should be ashamed of yourself. NTT Fitness is a food delivery service, but it's not just food, it's good food, and it's good for you. If you use my code LEVELUP15, you'll get 15% off your first order. There's macros, there's micros, it's stuff you should put in your body. NTTFitness.com. LEVELUP15, 15% off your first order. All right, let's start the show.
Beach Drive, Rob Park, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
If you were a program director, ops manager, which you are de facto, but no, yeah. No one admits it, and you say like, "Hey, Mike's going to replace somebody. This is going to be who is it going to be?"
I would probably get rid of. I would keep Anna and Will because I think they're both good. I would get rid of that show. We'd probably put some syndicated programming on it, but cheaper, and then I'd add them to different shows.
Oh, okay.
I think Will is a prize that nobody's discovered yet.
Yeah, he's a diamond in the rough for sure.
Yeah, I would put him on a different show and give him more exposure. But that's the first thing that I would do. So you can't reverse these things on me because I have no problem saying what's on my mind.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3...
2, 1. It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio, on RadioSaintBeat.com. My name is Will Coons. Welcome back to the program. Phone lines open. It always is. Leave a voice or text message. Starting off strong, aren't we? 813-693-2124. Website is HMBRadio.com. Please go over there, check it out. Subscribe to the podcast if you haven't. If you have, God bless you. Let me send you some stickers. Slide into my DMs, home_made_man on Instagram and Twitter. There's a contact page on the website, or you can text that number and get them. I will not go to your house. All you need to do is send me your address. I know that's a risk. It is. It's a gamble. But if you send me your address, I will put it on an envelope, and I'll put some stickers on it or in it. Starting off strong. And I will send it to you. I will look up your house where you live on Google Maps because I'm curious, but I won't go there. I promise you. You'll just get some great high-quality HMB radio stickers. You're going to get some Stay Woke stickers. You're going to get an HMB radio magnet. Just free stuff I'm sending out because I want you to have it. I appreciate you, you know, tuning in, checking this out. It was a big week. It was a sad week. 2020 is just, I mean, my God, starting off strong, isn't it? The world, we had World War III already. That's over. Guess we won. We had impeachment going on. Everybody's excited or frustrated or sad or whatever. And Kobe Bryant died, which was shocking because he was a young guy. He's 41, died in a helicopter crash this week. And you kind of, when I heard about it, I thought it was, I'm always skeptical. Whenever I hear any news, I'm like, yeah, we'll see. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't want to trust that. Because then, you retweet it or something and you look like a dope. You got tricked. But no, sure enough, he was in a helicopter crash with his freaking daughter and then this other families and their kids, and all of them are dead. 9 people dead. It happens every day. Every day. And we just don't know those people's names. But Kobe Bryant was, I'm not a huge basketball fan, but I, grew up watching Kobe Bryant play basketball, one of the best players of all time. Top 10 for sure, if not in the top 5. And I was like, why am I bummed about this? I shouldn't care. I don't know him. It means nothing to me. I mean, you can be like, oh man, that stinks for his family. That's a bummer. But, why am I kind of like shooken up by this? And I think it's just because he was so front and center in pop culture for a long time. And in sports, he's one of those legendary athletes and you see him all the time on TV and you feel like you know him. You have kind of a one-sided relationship with this person who has no idea you exist. But nonetheless, you still have this, like, connection with them. And it was really sad. Bothered me for days afterwards. And I just kept trying to shake it off, just being like, you don't know. Just who cares? People die. That happens. It's going to happen to everybody. It's part of the human condition. That's what we deal with. We're all going to share a loss. And usually it's of people we actually care about and know personally. And I don't know. It was sad. And then Ari Shaffir is a comedian. He did, he's buddies with like Joe Rogan and that crowd of guys, like the Death Squad guys, if you're familiar with that. And he made I first heard of him years ago when he did this thing called The Amazing Racist, where he would just do racist stuff. He's a Jewish man, and it's a joke. I don't think he's, now you can get in trouble for these things, but he's not that. He's joking. It's a parody of racism almost. But he did this video. He picked up some Mexican dudes who didn't speak English from. At a Home Depot, and just took them, just pulled the truck up. They all got in, and then he took them to the immigration office, and they hopped out and started running. It was messed up, but it was funny. I think that's kind of how he kind of caught on. And he is a dick. I think that's fair to say. He drugged his friend. He slipped his friend recently. That was another big deal. He slipped his friend. MDMA, Bert Kreischer, another comedian. And the guy had to, like, go hang out with his family. And so, like, Ari Shaffir is just a single guy. Most of these comedians tend to be single, not married, but Bert Kreischer is married. So he had, like, stuff to do. It was kind of screwed up that he just kind of did that to that guy. And I think Bert Kreischer was rightfully mad at him, and I don't even know if they're friends now because of it. And then he made a video, which I'm going to try to find. It's the internet. I should be able to find this, where he made some disparaging comments about Kobe Bryant. And he said it was a joke. Let's see if I can find this real quick. Yeah, here it is. All right, let's check this out.
As I know, there's always a lot of, like, hate and pain in the world, and there's always a bunch of terrible stories. And every once in a while, there's a good story. A good story comes out. Guy who got away with rape got his today. Kobe Bryant is a god. I'm here in Charlotte, the home of the team that originally drafted him. Maybe he wouldn't have raped that chick in Denver if he had stayed in Charlotte with the Hornets. But anyway, the point is, dude, it's like.
So yeah, not very nice, not very sympathetic of the situation. He is an offensive comedian. It is his shtick. Is that it? Yeah. Strong start. And he got in a lot of S for this. The internet went wild. People were very, very upset at him. And he said, look, you know, this was my thing. They can't all be winners. It was a joke. And he's, of course, bringing up Kobe Bryant's alleged, he was put on trial for rape and earlier in his career. And I think they settled out of court. So he was never convicted of that. And I noticed not only he brought this up, but a lot of corporate press brought it up, decided to kick sand in the face of a family grieving and a country. There was a lot of people upset about that were grieving over this thing. And people were bummed. And this woman from the Washington Post decided that she was going to go ahead and retweet a story about his rape and just a rape case, alleged rape case, just to let people know, you know, that this was also part of his life. Yes, he's gone now, but he had a checkered past. And, of course, got just beaten the crap on Twitter, as these people tend to do when they tweet dumb stuff. And then, of course, she's the victim now. She's saying, well, I'm getting death threats. This is an attack on the press. And she got suspended, and her suspension was quickly overturned. Then she kind of threw her boss under the bus there a little bit, saying that, well, I shouldn't have been suspended. And I don't know if she should have been suspended. I don't think she should have, but you should be able to call these people dicks at the very least if they do dumb stuff like this. And today I saw comedian Godfrey put out an Instagram basically saying, like, Ari, you deserve what you get. And it almost sounded like, if you get murdered, you deserve it. Let me see if I can find that, because that was pretty shocking. So here's a little bit of the Godfrey. I had to edit the clip down. It was like 4 minutes, and I clipped it together, and I had to use some bleeps because he uses some not nice language. So let's play that real quick.
And now he erased it off of his account, his stupid-ass video, and, you know, he's blocked his, you know, his account is private now. I said, what's up now? You know why? Because people are literally trying to get this guy and fuck his ass up. So this is some shit that you brought on yourself. And I personally don't give a fuck what happens to you. For real. This is the kind of shit that needs to happen when people are out of fucking line. So everything you get and you deserve in Ari Shaffir, you're getting what you motherfucking deserve.
Wow. Clearly he's upset right now, but what does that mean exactly? Yeah, he deserves everything he's going to get. Yeah, people are coming to physically assault this guy now, and he doesn't care that this is going to happen because he's out of line here, which he probably was out of line. I agree. But you can't go murder people just because they said something that offends you or something mean. People are allowed to be dicks, and you are freely... You don't have to tolerate it either. You can walk away and don't tune in and boycott this guy. You don't have to go to his shows. The clubs have obligation to book him at their clubs. I know he's had some club cancels on him already because there's bomb threats. That's insane, people. Okay, he's a dick. I get it. But you can't kill him for being a dick. How did we get here? How did we get here where you can say a word and somebody can freely murder you and people are okay with that? I mean, he said he doesn't care what happens to him. And he's getting exactly what he deserves. So you can kill him? Now, he would probably say, no, of course not. But you could kick his ass. That's almost, I mean, that's just one step below. You can't hit this words or violence thing. It's not real. And there's a big push to get rid. I'm sorry, we have a First Amendment in this country. You can say whatever you want. That includes being an ass. It includes being a dick. It includes saying hate speech. You don't have to listen to it. You don't have to tolerate it. You can freely turn off your YouTube. You can turn off your TV, your radio. You don't have to listen to anything with this guy. You can say, I'm never going to support this guy ever again. That's fine. And I even had a friend of mine, my friend Zach, I was talking to him about it today. He's a comic. He's been on the show a bunch of times. He lives up in Nashville now. And we were talking about this, and I go, what the hell, you know? And I just said what I said now, and he goes, yeah, well, this one's different, though. And I go, no, it's not. I mean, it's different because you care. And I care, too, about this death. It was very shocking. If you're into sports, it was a shocking death. But you can't just make exceptions because it's something that you actually care about. You have feels. So you want to change things up. You want to, well, this is the exception where we can kill this guy. No, you can't do that. We have a First Amendment. You can say whatever you want. You don't have to support them. These comedians that's who I'm racist against. I'm racist against comedians that want to censor speech. I don't like those people. And there's a lot of them. And it's troubling to me because comedians are supposed to be the arbitrators of pointing out hypocrisy in culture and making things funny that aren't funny, that we can laugh at. Ari Shaffir didn't do a great job there. They're all not going to be home runs. Wasn't a good joke. There was no joke there. He's being an asshole. But you can't kill him for that. And I'm sure that this was an emotional reaction, but this goes out online. And Godfrey, I'm sure, has quite a good following on Instagram. And Godfrey seems like a good dude who's like, I've never met him, or, you know, I've no experience with him. I heard him on some podcast, and he seems like a really awesome guy. But that was shocking to hear, where, I mean, it kind of implied that you could kill this guy. And if he gets killed, well, he deserves it. That's what happens to him. That was just, man, that was very disappointing to hear coming from a comedian. Like I said, you don't have to, it's freedom of association here. Feel free not to talk to this guy ever again. I don't blame you, honestly. And I think Ari apologized. I don't know if he apologized or not. And who cares? You don't have to accept his apology either. But this, we can't kill people for language. Even if they say the worst things in the world, you can't kill them. That's a crime. That's a crime. You can say whatever you want. Call him an asshole. Tweet at him. Let him know you're upset. Fine. But no, you can't murder people. let's let the free market hit him in the bank account. He's a comedian. He can't get canceled. He can't get fired from his job because he doesn't have a job. But clubs don't have to book him. And if that's the repercussions for this, then fine. I was offended by what he said. Not offended, but it definitely was like, damn. Don't get offended by anything people say. You let people live inside your head like that. That's your fault. But it was definitely ill-timed. Not a great time. And, this is what happens now. This is the world we live in. We got to stop this crap. It's not a good place to be. 813-693-2124. I'd like to hear what you think. Should we kill Ari Shaffir? Should we strangle him to death in the street? Should we beat him bloody, crack his head open? What should we do? Or should we just go, you know what? F you, dude. I'm not supporting you anymore. Or we can accept his apology and move on, which is what adults tend to do. But I want to know what you think. 813-693-2124. This podcast is brought to you by, that's right, Truvy Salon and Spa. T-R-U-V is in victory. Y, Salon and Spa.com. 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Pete. The Botox lady is coming. I got the email from Chrissy. She says, make your appointment today. I said, I don't want that, but thank you. I'll let people know about it, that you can get it done at your place at a reasonable price. So go do that. Go get your hair cut, all that good stuff. Make your appointment today. Truvy Salon and Spa.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
This week on Stay Woke. Stay Woke is a radio program I co-host with my friend Anna Hummel. We do it every weeknight at midnight on 102.5 The Bone, TheBoneOnline.com, where you can get The Bone app. because you can get stay woke. You don't have to stay up like a freaking jag off. You can sleep like a normal person, and you can get the show on demand when you want it. Plus, it's a lot of great programming over there. Talk, FM, radio. It's crazy. You got the Mike Kalta Show. You got Roger and JP. You got Drew Garabo Live. You got Soul Brother Kevin. You got the Johnny B Show, and you got Stay Woke on there. Go check it out. Get the app, okay? But we were talking about pot this week, marijuana. I don't know if it's good or not. I don't know. So we talked a little bit about why I feel the way I do about pot. So let's check out this clip. But first, before we do that, thank you to Homemade Podcast. Homemade Podcast is a media consulting company. It's my company. If you're interested in podcasting but don't know how to start, I can help you. Get a hold of me at homemadepodcasts.com or leave a text or voicemail at 813-693-2124. Okay, here's a clip from Stay Woke. See, this is the thing about pot. Like, I know a lot of people use marijuana, and I think you should be able to. I don't think the government should tell you that you can't. It is just a plant, and if alcohol is legal, I think so should pot. However, much like alcohol, you can abuse pot, too. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't smoke pot every day. You need to feel the weight of life on you. Mm. I got too comfortable, and I wasted a lot of time. And some people can do it and they're fine. I get that. But just like a woman with short hair who looks great, if she has long hair, she looks better. Same thing with pot, right? So even if you're super productive on marijuana, you're probably going to be better still off of it every now and again. You know what I mean?
I think it's probably good. And this is just my opinion, and I could be wrong. Unless you have like such crippling anxiety, like you can't get through the day. And I'm sure there's outliers. Whatever, but just, you know, whatever. You got to leave that door open for those people. I feel like maybe you should learn how to be sober and learn how to maybe enjoy that and get through it.
It shouldn't be a release, not like a state of mind. You shouldn't be perpetually stoned. It should be a release from, you know, some sort of, relief from life, not a state of mind.
Right. And maybe you don't smoke weed to the point where you're like super high, but it just kind of takes the edge off of like whatever general anxiety you have. But I feel like and this is just intrinsic. There's no real right or wrong answer, but maybe you should learn how to just be sober and deal with it. I feel like that builds character. Maybe that will lead you in the right direction a little bit. You know, maybe you should feel a little anxious at some times. Not if it's so crippling that you can't move, but you know, you need to learn to be anxious and kind of, I feel like it's valuable because then you learn real coping mechanisms, and instead of just kind of putting a Band-Aid on the problem, you can actually maybe start to solve the problem, you know?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And I think a lot of people do abuse marijuana, and I think you definitely can, and you shouldn't. You should. There's this push to be happy. We need to strive for happiness and be happy all the time. That's not good. When you're happy all the time, you don't appreciate it because happy is your baseline.
Yeah.
Happiness is one of the many human emotions that you're going to face in your life. You got to be sad. You got to be happy because when you're sad, you'll appreciate being happy.
Right.
And you'll have something to look forward to when you're sad because eventually you will be happy again at some
point. Yeah, and you want to, I feel like you want to be sad sometimes and allow yourself to be sad sometimes because that's usually when you build character. And, you know, I feel like everyone should maybe want to be a little bit funny, get some jokes, you know what I mean? I would say I'm probably funniest when I'm in the worst mood, when I'm just bitter, I don't want to be there. And also you become very relatable to people. Don't you want to be relatable? If you're angry and you're mad, everybody feels those things. So many people try to mask it with, like you said, either weed or alcohol or maybe prescription drugs, or they think something's wrong with them because they're not happy. I had that thought today. I was going over the bridge and it was a beautiful day, Will, so nice. And I go, this is great. I should be happy, but I'm not happy right now. And there was no reason. There's no rhyme or reason. I mean, there's plenty of reasons in the general scope of my life that I'm like, things are not going according to plan. But oftentimes I'll wake up even in my reality that, you know, hey, things aren't that bad. Things are fine. But I was just kind of going through the motions. And I just remember thinking, like, why am I not happy right now? I'm going over a beautiful bridge. There's no traffic. Like, beautiful day out. Look at the water. This is great. And then I immediately start, like, thinking about my death. Like, oh, God, I'm going to get into an accident and go over the bridge. I'm like, okay, stop thinking about that. Back to beautiful day. Okay, back to beautiful day. And I just go, not happy. And I go, you know what, Anna? That's okay. Because guess what? You're not here to be happy. You're here to survive and procreate. Probably not going to do the latter, but it is what it is, 2020.
Or either.
Yeah.
Really. Or your survival only has a time limit on
sure,
it.
Sure, sure. Yeah. And what's the point of surviving if you're not surviving to reproduce? You're essentially just a useless animal. You know what I mean? If you're not.
Well, life's an adventure. You know, you always keep in mind when you get bummed like that. That it's such crazy odds, right? That you're even here to begin with.
Yes, it is.
The sperm.
Oh wow! Here comes a science teacher. Okay, go ahead.
Floated up to your mommy in her womb, and then got in there. Beep beep beep. Yeah. Hello. Knocked at the door. Got in there.
Yeah.
That's like, I don't know how many, you know, sperms, but hundreds of millions, right?
Yeah, like lots.
And that one was the best one of that particular
batch.
And that made you. You were the best one.
That's really
sometimes
sad.
I look at myself
so
and I
goddamn
go,
sad.
I get sad for my father because I was like, this is the best that you
what
had.
What about mommy? Mommy contributed 50%.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just feel
blaming
like
your dad?
Are eggs that different?
Yeah.
Yeah, the same as sperms?
Well, it's the same. They both experience, I believe it's meiosis 1 and 2.
Yeah.
The gametes are the only two that separate twice. Like mitosis, they split, but they duplicate.
Yeah.
But then in meiosis, they split again because then you have half the chromosomes. You get 23 and 23.
Yeah. Okay, I know why I value the sperms more.
Why is that?
Because it had to compete and get there first. The eggs, it's kind of like a luck of the draw, right? Just one drops.
Right. Obviously, countless more sperm will be created than eggs. Like, I think women only have...
It's like a couple hundred, isn't it?
It's like 400 that they release, but I don't think that you release all of the ones that you have. So,
and you're born with them all.
Yes, you're born with... Yes, all of the eggs that you will reproduce in your ovaries, they just develop... mature, and they are, you know,
they drop
the ovary boom, just boom, goes bleh, and you
burps
know,
one out.
Yeah, burps one out.
And that's crazy. Like that, just those little knowledge that little knowledge about life is like, wow, it's so crazy that we're even here. Like I can get through another, what do I got, 40 years?
Something
50
like
years,
that.
Maybe, if I'm lucky. Like, I might as well just, you know,
enjoy it.
Riding this train.
Yeah, as much as you can. And I like it. I like the fact that not every day is like the perfect day because, again, it builds character. And like you said, the most important thing is that when things are good, they're really good.
Mm-hmm.
But then I, much like you with the whole Monday thing, you sabotage because you go, this isn't going to last forever.
Yeah.
Because then, you know, the people always say, you know, what do they say? Something about just like how, you know, bad times aren't going to last forever. Well, guess what? So are good times. Good times, there's an expiration date on those too. So you try to mitigate, you know, the bad and get more of the good. But generally speaking, like my life is excellent. And when I read the news and I see the coronavirus and I see AIDS and Ebola and Zika and all these other horrible things, not to say that I'm going to be unscathed in my entire life, but thus far, very lucky, where's some wood, knock, knock, knock. So I'm just like, my problems are silly. You know, my problems are so silly compared to everybody else. And then when I give myself some perspective, sometimes I still don't feel better. And then I get angry with myself. I'm like, that didn't make you feel better that you don't have AIDS. Like, you should go jump off a bridge. Like, you're useless.
Appreciating the little things.
Yeah.
Yeah, is definitely part of it. And you should, like, use the tools at your disposal. So use pot sometimes if you want to.
Yeah.
I wish I could smoke pot. I can't
at
anymore.
All?
I'll have a freaking panic attack.
Oh, that's right.
If I do, well, a friend gave me a gummy bear thing, tablet.
You sound like such a boomer right now. God,
and I took one of those, and I had a goddamn panic attack, and then I've passed out. Had a great night's sleep, though. Mm-hmm. It was really, really great. I wonder if those CBDs would do the same thing. I want to try that.
I've been thinking about doing that stuff. Yeah. I've had some CBD, but again, I don't know if it's like I'm already tired and I'm taking it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I imagine it will work, so it does work sort of a thing. But even still, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But I think if I had my life more together, you know, more stable.
Yeah.
I probably would just like wean myself back onto pot. Because it's a good, it does make life better. I miss, you know, watching movies was better, makes movies funnier or more dramatic.
Right.
It makes sex better.
Does
not
it?
Really having a lot of sex, but
I don't think I've ever been high.
Oh my God, the big
sex.
O.
Really?
Boy,
it's
better.
I don't want to do any, I'm just tired.
Okay. Oh, it's great. I mean, if you're a pothead,
you can kind of function like a normal person, even if you're high. So you still do normal people. So if I were to do it now, there's no way I'd be interested in that. I want to watch this movie.
I'd just pass out. I'd be Bill Cosby'd.
Yeah, there you go. Pot, huh? Crazy stuff. Check out Stay Woke Midnights 102.5, The Bone. It's going to be legal, like next election, right? Just federally. And it should be, damn it. It's just a goddamn plant, you know? It gets you stoned and it makes sex and movies and life more fun. But, you know, everything in moderation. Or just do whatever the hell you want. Smoke pot all day long. I don't care. 813-693-2124. And with that, I'm going to get the hell out of here. I hope you all have a great week. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. Get your Stay Woke stickers. 813-693-2124. Or email me, thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com, or follow me on Instagram or Twitter. I encourage you to do so. Home_made_man, slip into my DMs, and I will send some to you. Follow Radio St. Pete while you're there, Radio STPET on Instagram and Twitter, radiosaintpete.com on Facebook. You find HMB Radio on Facebook as well, just at HMB Radio, all one word. You can find it, follow it. I post a podcast there. Sometimes I'll post articles, and it's fun. It's a little community. We can talk to each other. That's what it's about. And with that, I bid you adieu. My name is Will Koontz. This has been HMB Radio and Radio St. Pete. I hope you have a great week. I'll talk to you next week. Okay, bye.
You have found The Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.